Yin is the Taoist concept that represents one half of the whole, the Tao, the way. The other half being Yang, where neither are ever completely separate. Many people recognize Yin as representative of feminine qualities. Yin is naturally feminine in essence, with qualities of dark, soft, cold, quiet, inside, inward, nourishing, nurturing, gentle, grounded, chaos, disorder, and even death. In Chinese medicine, the heart, lungs, kidney, spleen, and liver are considered yin organs because they are storage containers that nurture and look after what they hold. The earth is yin, and so is the moon. Winter is the most yin season of the year. Yin being dark, cold, damp, inward, and feminine. The feminine qualities of nurturing and nourishing. This is the time to nourish and nurture yourself. It's a seasonal reminder to go slow and to go within. Embrace the darkness and the cold. Explore your creativity. Ground yourself and learn to let go. Intuition is a very yin quality. And I encourage you to meditate on the qualities of yin that resonate for you, and then consider how you might balance these qualities in your own life. Sit and see what comes to you. Perhaps there are areas of your life where you can invite more softness or cultivate more softness either within your body, your mind, or maybe with your interactions with others. Is there something in your life that could use more nurturing and nourishment? Is it the food you eat, the things you put in your body or on your body? Is it a relationship with yourself or someone else? Your job, your business, your home, maybe a house plant that needs a little love. Maybe there's a part of you that wants to express your femininity. Is there someone in your life whose femininity you can honor or acknowledge in some way? Can you ground yourself? Practice letting go. Is there darkness or chaos in your life? Can you sit with it? Without trying to change it or understand it, just for a moment, can you simply acknowledge that it exists? Perhaps there's a darkness you've been avoiding or putting off. The thing that's hard and painful. Are you holding on to too much? Is it time for chaos? A chaos caused by your truth, your heart's desire. Maybe that chaos is more lighthearted. Maybe the chaos you crave is fun, adventure, romance, or creativity. When was the last time you went out in nature? Can you hold someone else? Do you need to be held? Can you let the earth hold you? Can you hold yourself, love yourself, embrace yourself, sit with yourself, nourish and nurture yourself? This is embracing yin.